The best men's tennis player in the world has been caught up in a legal battle in Australia as the first of this year's Grand Slam tennis tournaments is poised to begin. Novak Djokovic is not vaccinated. He is a skeptic. Australian officials are not skeptics and demand proof of vaccination to enter the continent. Nick Schifrin tells us more.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Novak Djokovic.
He is one of the world's most famous athletes, but also one of its most famous vaccine skeptics, as he told fellow Serbian athletes on an April 2020 Facebook Live.
Personally, I'm opposed to vaccination. I'm curious about well-being and how we can empower our metabolism to be in the best shape to defend against imposters like COVID-19.
In December, the man who called COVID an imposter tested positive the same day he celebrated his official postal stamp by walking around a museum unmasked. The day after that, he posed for a French magazine. In fact, in late December, Djokovic was training in Belgrade, as seen in social media videos and photos, and Spain. But on his visa applications, he claimed he hadn't traveled for 2 weeks before arriving in Australia in January.
Whatever way you look at it, Novak Djokovic is a lying, sneaky... Yeah.
This viral TV clip reflects Australian fury at Djokovic receiving an entry exemption, while other Australians and immigrants face tight border controls and have lived through one of the world's longest lockdowns. But the criticism extends to the government's own back and forth. On December 30th, state authorities granted his visa. When he landed on January 5th, federal authorities rejected it. On January 10th, a judge reinstated it. And today, the immigration minister personally canceled the visa for, quote, health and good order. Djokovic's team has argued his exemption was valid because he had natural immunity from his prior infection and that errors on his visa forms were, quote, an administrative mistake. They also said the conditions in the hotel where he was being held were unfair, as his mother Dejana said in Melbourne.
That they are keeping him as a prisoner. It's just not fair. It's not human.
Now we turn to Mary Carrillo, the Grand Slam winning former tennis player and now commentator for NBC Sports. Mary Carrillo, welcome to the NewsHour. Djokovic's fate will be decided by a court this weekend. You do not believe that he should play on Monday when he's scheduled to start the Australian Open. Why?
I don't. I just think it's gone on way too long. This has been so chaotic and unnecessary and unfair to all the other players in the locker room. And Novak himself, look, he's had terrible preparation for this. This is a tournament he's won 9 times. He's trying to win his 21st major, which would put him beyond Rafa Nadal and Roger Federer. This is a guy who is so precise in his footwork on the court, but he has made so many missteps. He's lost the favor of the country and the locker room, in my opinion. And I think he's got to pull out.
And I think it's not only about missteps, nor is it really just about his vaccine skepticism, of course. He lied on his immigration forms. He went to an event the day after testing positive for COVID. Do you think that he just doesn't care, or does he believe the rules don't apply to him?
He regrets what he did, that he, after he knew he was COVID positive, that he went unmasked and he went to a couple of different events. He had an interview with a French reporter, didn't tell the guy that he was COVID positive. These are huge mistakes. I think in the beginning of the week, when all this nonsense was happening, the locker room thought, well, it was a loophole. It's kind of sketchy, but, you know, it would be good to have him in here. Now I think everything's moved away from that. There was a poll taken. More than 60,000 Aussies were asked what they thought should happen to Djokovic, and 83% of them want him to leave the country. And again, I cannot imagine that this man, who I think is the greatest player of all time, certainly the best hardcore player I have ever seen, and he does so many things so well, but man, he really screwed this up.
There's a lot of faults, pun intended, to go around. State authorities, Tennis Australia, clearly wanted to get around the rules. The prime minister now being criticized for using Djokovic to make a political point during a COVID surge. Where do you ascribe the most blame?
All that is true. I agree with all of that. Novak tried to come into the country of Australia thinking he had the requisite paperwork. He thought that the state of Victoria, where the Australian Open is played in Melbourne, he thought he was all set. Then it turns out he couldn't get into the country. I mean, Novak was trying to get into that country thinking he was cool. He was all set, and he wasn't. And I blame Tennis Australia. I blame the tournament director, Craig Tiley. Everybody seems to be tone deaf. I mean, the back and forth on this stuff has been rough in the absence of Serena Williams and Venus Williams and Roger Federer. I mean, Novak, obviously, this is going to be a big, big story. And now it's all this other stuff that's become the big story. And it's, as somebody who loves my sport, it's just been so painful to watch this. It just seems unending. And at a certain point, we'll know what happens. But it's gone on too long. And I feel badly about that.
And as someone who loves tennis as well, it's painful for me. And someone who likes to watch him, it's painful. Yeah. But he's got 20 Grand Slams, as you said, tied with Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer. Federer's not playing. Nadal is playing. Djokovic this year likely to win number 21. Bottom line, will this controversy cost him his legacy?
It will cost him, I think, his personal legacy. You cannot take away all the majors that this remarkable tennis player has already won. But this is a big smear, and he's been controversial for years now over all manner of things. He got thrown out of the U.S. Open a couple of years ago for inadvertently hitting a Lions woman. I think it stains his legacy. The interesting problem for him now is if he is to be deported, it means he can't enter the country of Australia for 3 years. That's a potential. And this is the tournament where he's won his most majors. And, you know, other nations, other countries, other Grand Slam events, they seem to always be shifting their goalposts on what's possible to get into a country or not. So, oh, boy, he's a very intelligent guy, but this has just been, there have been so many mistakes made, so many, to use tennis terms, unforced errors on his part and a lot of the people around him. Everyone seems tone deaf on this. It's a great, great pity.
Mary Carrillo. Thank you very much.
A pleasure.